I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Your tax dollars at work, abroad now. A little-known infusion of American tax dollars has played the part in the fight against organized crime in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez. The money comes from the Merida Initiative. It's a pact signed 6 years ago between Mexico and the U.S. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe takes a look at a few examples of what that money is doing.
Here's something you don't see every day, a backyard welding shop staffed by a husband, his wife, and their two college-age kids.
The day starts with me cutting the material over here.
Sonia Chavez is an impressive 20-year-old. She handles an electric saw like a butter knife. The slender steel beams she slices will become window frames and storm doors.
I cut the materials, then my mom and my dad assemble it. When it's all done, my brother paint, and then we go and deliver the stuff.
A series of microloans made this business possible. The extra cash helped the Chavez family build a roof over their outdoor workshop and invest in better machinery that cut their electric bill in half. The business, in turn, helped keep Sonia and her brother off the streets during the worst years of drug violence.
I think it's really good because I didn't have to go outside and be in danger.
The local nonprofit that finances these loans receives money from the U.S. government via the Merida Initiative, a $1.9 billion aid package between the U.S., Mexico, and Central America. One of the goals is to counteract crime with economic opportunity. The Chavez family had few options to grow their business. They live in a neighborhood ruled largely by an informal economy and the black market, so a commercial bank would have likely dismissed them as too risky. Sonia's father, Jose Chavez, says the microloans made all the difference.
We are very united because of the work, you know, so we can go one step ahead.
The Merida Initiative's most high-profile mission is to combat drug trafficking. The U.S. has sent Black Hawk helicopters and drug-sniffing dogs to aid Mexican police and military. The money also goes to support judicial reform and modernize infrastructure at the border. A tiny fraction, $35 million, goes towards social welfare programs in three key cities, Juarez, Tijuana, and Monterrey.
Este es el tonito más conocido de USAID.
At a cell phone store in Juarez, store manager Osvaldo Vélez shows off ringtones. 3 years ago, he'd given up on Mexico. He lost his factory job and his uncle was murdered. Vélez fled to Dallas on a tourist visa and worked illegally remodeling homes. After 2 years, he got homesick and returned to Juarez, where he stumbled into a leadership workshop for young people in high-crime neighborhoods.
A recuperar la confianza en mí. Sabía que podía hacer las cosas, pero no creía.
He says, I regained my confidence and belief that I could succeed. As a store manager, Vélez doubled the salary he made as a factory worker. Now 26, he's considering going back to school. The leadership workshop he attended receives Merida money. And a 2013 evaluation by the U.S. Agency for International Development found that 70% of the workshop participants were either employed or in school less than a year later. But in the U.S., the Merida Initiative remains controversial.
When I look at what the Merida Initiative is trying to accomplish on counter-drug efforts, I don't think it has been successful.
David Shirk studies Mexico for the Woodrow Wilson Center. While Merida has shown some success in places like Juarez, he says it's failed on one of its primary goals, reducing the availability of illegal drugs in the U.S.
If you look at any of the measures on drug use, on supply, availability, there hasn't been a huge shift. If anything, it's gotten worse.
Still, Shirk says the initiative represents a positive partnership between two neighboring nations.
The United States and Mexico really have come to a place where they recognize that there are mutual gains to be made from this kind of cooperation.
5 years in, most of the original Merida money has been spent. It's now up to the U.S. Congress to decide whether it's worth continuing. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe, Ciudad Juarez.